Yo, welcome back to the Trauma Fire Podcast, man, with your boy Zell Johnson. Hey, man, I just want to talk about something real quick. I'm going to read something to y'all. We're just going to get straight into it. This is a post I found on Facebook. All right, here we go. The world watch Will Smith listen to his wife tell him live that she had an affair. People laughed at Will Smith. He became a meme. When Tyrese Gibson had a mental breakdown online in regards to not seeing his daughter in 2 years, people laughed at him. He too became a meme. When Kanye West had a mental breakdown live on TV, people called him crazy. He too became a meme. Yet people wonder why men don't open up about their mental health problems. You see, man, and I can't get on here and act like I'm Gandhi or some guru, because I made fun of people too. I gotta be all around open book. I was made fun of. And that was the culture. You cry, you show weakness, you a bitch, or punk, you not a man, you soft, you a sissy, a wussy, like we called each other growing up when we hurt ourselves, a fag. And not to offend gay people, but that's the term we use. Oh, you acting like a fag, you acting like a bitch, you acting like a punk. And it's just strange to me, man, like, I feel like the suicide rate, man, it's just out there. You know what? Y'all gonna hear some clicking here, but I wanna research something real fast while I'm on this podcast. Let's research who commits suicide more. Males commit suicide more. Yeah, I'm sitting here reading all of this, and that was just a quick. That came right up first on Google. Males commit suicide more. Why do y'all think that is? Because we're told we're not allowed to be emotional. We got to be hard. We got to be tough. No matter what we're going through in life, be strong, be tough. And as soon as we show any type of emotion, it's funny. It's funny. And that's the culture. I'm at fault too. But it's just like these men that I just named, Will Smith, Tyrese Gibson, Kanye West, all black men, all from the community. Will Smith had his struggles with his father. I don't know if Kanye's father was in his life, and I'm not sure about Tyrese. But they're all from the community. Tyrese is from Watts. Will Smith is from West Philadelphia, born and raised. Kanye is from Southside Chicago. Hell ho. All the three of these men carry trauma with them. Absolute probably hell throughout their life. Things that they dealt with that they don't talk about. And we make fun of them when they show emotion. They can cry in movies all day. That's okay. They're acting. Oh, that's okay. But as soon as they show any type of emotion, it's funny to us. I think a lot of that comes from our own insecurities. I think a lot of that comes from our own self-esteem issues. But I'll tell you one thing, and this is just a thought of mine, and I could be wrong. I think when people become famous, quote-unquote normal people, don't look at them as human anymore. They look at them as a product on the shelf. And if anything is wrong with the product, if the product is dented, if the product has been opened, if the product changes its logo, if it changes its recipe, if it changes anything about it, or if it's damaged, or if it's a scratch on it, people complain. And that's the same way they do celebrities. So we got to understand, just because these people became successful in life doesn't mean that they are a product. You know, they're not products, they're people. They're people, man. And I'm ashamed of myself too for being a part of that. And again, I'm being super real here. I've judged because I've been judged. I've made fun of people because I was made fun of. I bullied because I was bullied. I hurt people because I was hurt. And this is what we do all day on social media. I really feel like social media is a byproduct of the deepest, darkest parts of our mind. And you can hide online. And I think people get online and they're so sad, they're so hurt, they're so broken, and they don't know how to express those emotions. So they get on the internet and they just hurt people. There's a lot of hurt people in this world. You know, because we live in a winner-takes-all society, man. We live in a winner-takes-all society. And every day we roll out that bed hoping something different is going to happen. Hoping our life is going to change for the better. And it's painful. People don't really want to admit that that shit is painful, man. And it's just sad because we really should be helping these men through their pain, not making fun of them. You know, me, maybe just me, but I'm past that point in my life. Even my wife checks me sometimes when we're watching TV. You know, she's a woman, so she watches these TV shows like, you know, Love is Blind and things like that. And I sit with her sometimes and I watch these shows, man. But I'd be like, look at him. He's look at him, this dude up here crying, man. Come on, man. What are you crying about? And my wife's like, oh, stop it. Come on now. And I'm like, okay, you know what? This person has a completely different trajectory in life than me. And they're just more in touch with their emotional side. And again, I'm not saying get out here and be soft and no. You still a man, hold it down. Do what you gotta do, be strong for your family, yeah. I'm not saying get out here and boohoo every time something in your life goes wrong, every time something bad happens. I'm just saying, if you are sad, it's okay. If you need to cry, it's okay. And if you're around people that if you start to show those emotions, they make fun of you, it ain't you, it's them. It's them, man. It's them. Their self-esteem is not in line. And it's not even really their fault because it's the culture. I blame the culture, man. I blame the men before us. You know, me and my dad don't got the closest relationship. You know what I mean? But I'm working towards it. I really am. And it's tough, man. But I just wanted to get on here and talk about that because I've seen it. I've seen it, man. I'm like, man, this is wrong, man. Even though these guys got money and fame and they can basically have whatever the hell they want, I guess. I don't really know how it works. Never had that type of money. Don't know if I ever will. But they're still people, man. And no matter what level you get to, you got to deal with shit. And I ain't gonna lie, I reached certain levels in my life where I thought I'm here now. Everything's going to be fine. But nah, that's not life. Life always got some obstacles to throw at you. Just when you think everything's good, bam, boom, bam. You know? I don't know, man. Maybe I'm boring y'all. Maybe I'm speaking to y'all. Maybe you feel me. Maybe you don't. But I don't know, man. I just thought that is crazy how we do each other online. It's fucked up. And to be fair, there's a lot of kids online too. You know, these kids, they're online and their brains are still developing. You know, I think they say every 11 years you have a transition in your life. So if these kids are 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, even 20 online, you know, these are undeveloped minds on the internet. And I think of Charleston White when I say that, because I heard him say that a few times about the undeveloped mind. And, you know, social media for an undeveloped mind, it's almost like a car crash waiting to happen or some shit, you know? Because you got these kids on here who don't know who they are, don't know what life is yet, still living with mommy and daddy, and they're not paying no bills, and they don't know who they are. And they're on the internet and they're just wilding out. You know, that's why when I see news reports about, you know, social media is in an uproar, it's like, dude, don't you know social media is full of sick people? People wanting to be somebody, children, bots, trolls. Most people that are on social media, in my opinion, that actually have a life, they ain't out there doing that shit. Mothers, fathers that are there every day working 40 hours a week, 60 hours a week, whatever the case may be, they on there just strolling, looking like, what the hell is this shit? They might post a little here and there, you know, birthday this weekend, yada, yada. But it's these sick people that are out here making it real tough for people online. And sometimes I feel like online isn't a place for people, especially if you have mental illness. It's really not a good place for you to be. As tempting as it is, man, if you're dealing with mental illnesses, man, social media is not a good place to be. I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm gonna title this video, but I just saw that post, man, and I'm just like, damn. You know, and people can feel how they want to feel about Kanye, but you gotta remember, he's a black man in America from the south side of Chicago, lost his mother, don't know if his father was in his life. And he hit his head really, 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 really hard in a car accident. So you got to think, he has emotional trauma and physical trauma. And every time Kanye goes off, these news reporters and these people come flooding in. They come flooding in like, dude, don't you know that guy's sick? Don't you know this man has, I don't want to say a disability, but he went through a hell of a car accident. You don't get your jaw wired shut and you be fine. Nah, man, that dude hit his head real hard, man. And I do believe that's an excuse for him. And I do believe that people should kind of understand where that man coming from, because he carries a lot of trauma with him. Yes, he has money, but you don't know what's going on in his mind. You don't know what's going on in his mind, man. People think that money solves everything. It doesn't. Now, it's great to have. Super great to have. Wish I had more of it. But, you know, sometimes money is an enabler. Sometimes you can get a lot of money and get hooked because you got it. You can spend as much as you want. You can do whatever you want. And you might find yourself somewhere because you're moving so fast. You're moving so quick. But anyways, man, I just wanted to get on here, man. I saw that, and I kind of want y'all thoughts. What do y'all think, man? What do you think? I mean, what do you think, man? Men, we are more likely to become serial killers. Men are more likely to commit crimes. Men are more likely to commit suicide. It's like, damn. Is that toxic masculinity? Is that poison? Is that what it is? Is it because we're naturally hunters and we just have this urge to fight and hunt? What is it? I don't know. I'm not getting on here like a guru. I don't know. I want to talk to y'all. Y'all tell me what y'all think. I'm an open book, man. Like, again, I'm going through my process right now, and I just kind of want to, I'm in the process of laying it all out on the table. And laying it all out on, I'm talking about laying it out on the table. I'm talking about to my wife, to my family, to my friends. And that shit's scary. But I, knock on wood, God forbid anything happen to me, man. I just want to be able to, my goal is for people to know me. And what I mean by that is know who I truly am and how I truly feel. If you give a damn or not, you know, mainly just my close friends and family. And maybe this can help somebody, you know, maybe this can save someone's life, you know. But listen, man, it's your boy Zell Johnson, man. This is Traumafire Podcast. Hey, I'm gonna talk to you.